What if power is an illusion and so is powerlessness? If we look at power as the speed with which someone makes something happen, and not as control as many think it means, you'll see that you always have power. On a scale of 1 to 100. So you have power. But what do you use it for? That is the most important question. The Heaven on Earth is an energy remedy that I used to sell by the thousands both on my site and on Amazon.com. But nowadays I don't promote it, so I sell it only infrequently. The 6-ounce nice brown oval bottle has filtered water and 2 energies, nothing else. It is energized to coherence, 653 vibration, and the other energy is the Ho, Heaven on Earth that has the energy form of all the 43 Bach energies. I had an order to fill today, so I reached for 2 bottles of the remedy. Bottles that were prepared a year or so ago. I checked and the water is now only 200 vibration instead of the original 653. The water is now unenergized water. And this is what many of my clients deal with, their environment. The environment of the water overrides the energizer energy, and either holds down the vibration, or lowers it, so they have a hard time getting to coherence. Their own and their waters. Why does the water behave differently in your house than in my house? The bottles were by my front door, and thus exposed to everyone's vibration it was near enough. In your house the water is exposed to your low vibration, and, to the energizer audio. The lower your vibration, the more it influences the process resulting in the slow increase in vibration, or maybe even stopping it. So your water gets stuck at 500. As it's been doing in one client's house. Here is another thing that the underlying, invisible dynamic of power. There is a coach in a coaching program where I am a client. He comes and talks for an hour a week on Thursdays. His claim to fame is that high-producing, highly successful people listen to his talk and create miracles from it. One of his flagship processes is called the Quiver of Clarity. The process is a series of questions that are supposed to lead you to clarity, and following what you see in the process, it can lead to someone increasing their business, happiness, or health tenfold. The 4 arrows are 4 questions. You can use this exercise for your health, for your finances, for your relationships, for your fulfillment. It's important to remain inside the area you are using it for. Here is the exercise in bold strokes. Write down everything you do in a day in your chosen area, for example in your work life. Observe yourself for a week, don't leave anything out. Then look which of those activities produce the most result with the least amount of effort from you. This question may lead to 2 to 3 actions. Then look at these 2 to 3, which one of those produces the most result with the least amount of effort from you. Pick that one activity that you are going to focus on. Make sure you put the activity on your calendar so you start doing it regularly. Why? Because what is easy to do is easy to not do. That one thing is the first arrow. For me it's articles and business. Sleep and health. Expressing gratitude in relationships. And seeing that I can still have a future, I am old, in the area of joy and happiness. Now ask the questions. List what do I need to do more of? List what do I need to do less of, and list what do I need to stop doing completely? That is the exercise. What happens after someone does the assignment? People who are in those 25K masterminds, they increase their business up to tenfold. People who are not, people who are ineffective in life, people who haven't amounted to much, what happens for them is not much, or mostly nothing. For one, they have a difficult time seeing what produces results, especially because they don't know what they want. Or what I have seen again and again, they are unwilling to reduce what they want to commit to the one thing. And there is no clarity when you have a laundry list. People with the laundry list are not stupid, they are avoiding committing. The value of a teaching, the value of an exercise, the value of anything cannot be honestly stated based on what it would be worth to someone like those 25K people. Even the healthiest and best seed will rot in an improperly prepared soil. And won't result in a bum crop. As it could in a properly prepared, aerated soil. And this is where the 2 examples, the water energizing and the quiver of clarity meet and drive a teacher, a coach, an energy practitioner bonkers. There is a 3rd example and hopefully it will really drive the point home, if you are a coach, if you are a teacher, unless you prepare the ground, unless you work with better quality students. You as a teacher or a coach will fall short of the results you could produce with higher quality students. I write and speak for a living. I often ask people on my webinars, who has the power in a conversation? They all think it's the speaker. They say that if I got better, clearer, more convincing, they would get more results from my teaching. But what gives word power is the listening. This is true whether you talk to yourself, to one other person, or to thousands, it is the listening that gives power to the speaking. The listener's attitude, his ability to just hear what is being said without commenting, resenting, rejecting, approving, resisting what is being said. This is what I call undistorted or true echo. So the speaker can hear back in the echo what he said. Earlier today I was listening to a teaching audio. I am learning to write better articles. I caught myself protesting, arguing, not liking what I heard, taking my attention away to try and see how that was going to look in my life, etc. And I missed 70% of what was being taught. Luckily I caught it, so I know I will have to listen to the whole audio again, and maybe again and again. I have students who miss as much as 99% of what is being said in a course or a webinar. And I don't think they are aware enough to know that they miss that much, so they don't realize that if they wanted to learn they would have to re-listen to the replay. No. They take actions on the 1% they got, and that 1% isn't enough or more often isn't even accurate, so it won't produce the result intended. So what can you do to get more of what you pay for, if you are the listener? The first thing is to know where you are at, with your listening. If you don't know where you are at, every plan will fail. Half of clarity is to know where you are at. Second half is to know where you want to go. For example, you could do the quiver of clarity just on your listening. The goal should be to listen powerfully. Listen in a way that empowers the speaker and empowers you. Listen without commenting, just become an empty vessel. And you'll see or at least look at the ways you listen, so you get clear about it. And then you can find the one thing you can do that is most productive in increasing the power of your listening. For me, what I didn't do this morning, is set my context, set my attitude. That is my one thing about listening. Once you do that, you may even become open for coaching and guidance. If your listening is not powerful, then please know that it is the same way you listen to what you say, what you promise, what you declare. Not powerfully. And if you are not for you, you are truly lost. When you say I will and you're listening, it conflicts with the inner voice that says, I probably won't, or I can't, or something like that. You look at your words as if they were powerless, cheap, and at yourself as someone who will never amount to much. And guess what? You are right. You won't. The best coaching, the best teaching, the best techniques, the best energies are going to be wasted on you. Unless you buckle up and start taking control of your listening. It's not teachable. By the way, it is all an inside job, between you and you. And there, nothing I say will ever matter. Only you have the power there. Your soul correction should clue you into your dominant moves between you and you. Avoidance? Resistance? Arrogance? Forcing? Complaining? Selfishness? I can help you with identifying. But the rest is up to you. Habits webinar. How to change them, how to start them. You can come to the Saturday webinar mini course, this coming Saturday, at 4 PM New York time. The webinar is participatory, and enrollment is limited so you can hide. You need to have a working microphone to participate. I'll make sure we look at more than just good habits and bad habits. I'll make sure we'll look at habitual ways of listening, habitual ways of speaking, and habitual ways of getting things done, or habitual ways of avoiding getting things done. It's a ground level course, meaning that you can participate in it even if you haven't done any of my other programs. Enroll in the Habits webinar. Go to www.yourvibration.com/habits/.